And yet there are people walking around in darkness, in hopelessness, wondering and asking themselves, is this all there is?
For Jason Erickson, the book of John has really been a focal point in his faith journey. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Jason shares his thoughts about that.
The book of John has been wonderful in my own life because it continues to point to the divinity of Christ. It points to the love of Christ and, you know, the hope of this next week. I'm going to be speaking on him being the light of the world. And, you know, with Christmas time coming around, I think that is so relevant because we live in an economy and we live in a country in America that has basically everything that you could almost ever want at its fingertips.
Jason reminds us that there's so much more to this life than what we see or than what we have. It's all about Jesus.
And yet there are people walking around in darkness, in hopelessness, wondering and asking themselves, is this all there is? I have all the money I want. I have the biggest home that I could ever hope for. But is this still all there is? And I think that going back to those simple words, I am the light of the world, reminds us that Christ came to this earth to offer us an eternal hope. He came to this earth to offer us not just everlasting life, but he came to offer us a journey through this life where we can intimately walk with him as our friend, as our Lord, and as our Savior. And so the book of John has just been so alive and real to me in the sense that it just highlights who Jesus is and the love that he has for each one of us.
Yes, Jesus loves each one of us so very much. Would you like to learn more about him as you celebrate Christmas? Go to makingyourlifecount.com and click on the Who is Jesus tab.